Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy. What's good? Y'all know how I do it. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, in the building. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. I'm like Big Bang, Hank, and them. You know, I be bugging out, y'all. What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Friday night. I just came in, you know, from the film shoot. Once again, East Side Story. Big shouts out to my main man, you know what I mean? To my main man. I was on the show Thursday. To my man, Pounds, Ron Boogie. That's starring in the movie with me. East Side Story, hot new joint that's hitting the streets underground, going straight to DVD. It's going to be fire, no doubt. Starring Mo Money, directed by yours truly, DJ Big Stu. Also, I'm in the movie too, a little bit of acting. Big shouts out to my man El Casino, Tony Stans, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that's in the movie, you know, my man M. Dot, my man Boogie, the whole Spittin' Raw crew. Like I said, Pounds and Ron Boogie came on, let you know. There's a lot of people up in the movie, man. We're doing it big. We're getting ready for Monday, man. All right? We're getting ready for Monday. Yes. Monday, some of y'all said, well, why are we getting ready for Monday? Because Monday is the debate. Monday is the finish when President Obama is going to finish off this guy. You know what I'm saying? Now, myself, I've been having a problem with these polls, man, because I don't understand the polls. I mean, they saying, Romney, I mean, is America that blind? The one thing I really, and I speak on this all the time, because I have a problem with the polls with the women, because if you look at that poll, it makes you think, like, if white women are selling their soul just to get rid of a black president, because I don't understand what's the point of saying, oh, he's going to fix the job and give us jobs and all this and all that, right? And he's going to give you a job, but you're going to be underpaid. And women fought for this like crazy, you know, and he's not trying to give you health insurance. He's talking around riddles, and I don't see how that changed women's mind. I just don't believe it. I don't know if it honestly did change women's mind or just that's just the Republicans, because the Republicans have been cheating so much, you can't believe nothing they say. Like, they've been cheating. And this is crazy how much they be cheating. They just come out like crazy and just cheat. And I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things are good, things are bad. Well, Michelle Obama, this is crazy. You know, everybody goes on the Kelly and Michael show now. That's what it's called, the Kelly and Michael show. Big shout out to Michael Strahan. You know, Regis just got a little hating on him. Regis, you like 89, 90 years old. You know, they got to carry you to the chair and wheel you around, and you wonder why they took you off the show. You don't get me wrong, Regis, you the man, and I respect you, and I got love for you, but you just can't do it. You got to be tired. You got to be like executive producer. You know what I mean? You got to be start your own Regis channel. But the first lady confirms that French fries and Real House fries are her guilty pleasures during the appearance on Live with Kelly and Michael that aired Friday morning. And, you know, she was wearing a feminine cap sleeve floral dress with pink pumps, you know. So Michael Strahan, he always acts, you know, he asks you crazy questions, what's this thing? Then, you know, the president, she's real, man. She says, when Obama, you know, she kept it real. She says she likes when President Obama doesn't wear no underwear. Now, I mean, that's real. Now, how often do you see that? That's why people love Michelle, because she's just like the girl you can go have drink with. That's how ladies probably feel. Like, she's just like a lady that you can go have drinks with. You go to the movies with. You can chill out. You invite her to your house. That's what you see. When you see Mitt Romney's wife, she's not, I'm telling you, she's not like no president's wife I ever saw. Laura Bush was elegant. You know, Barbara Bush was elegant. Hillary Clinton, you know, she's straight up business. She held a man back, but she was used to be business. But Laura Bush, you know, she was like, you know, out there. Laura Bush was really out there and popular with the books even before her husband was with the president, you know, before Bush. You know, and these guys' wives, you know, they got different stuff. When you look at Mitch's wife, it's hard to make you. You already know she's a stay-home mom. But then her attitude is just like, I don't know, she's built for the White House. The White House ladies be more elegant. You know, they say stuff. Even if they mad, they don't show it. The Romneys, they show when they mad. That's not presidential. They show it. You can see it. The comedian said it. He said, when Mitt tell a joke, he put the Mitt Romney face on, looking mad at his joke. He was going hard with those jokes. Like, he was really trying. Now, those type of events, you are supposed to. Listen to what I'm telling you. You are supposed to snap on yourself. You are supposed to joke on yourself, on your things and your faults. Like Obama did. You took a couple of shots at your person, but Mitt was going hard. Mitt tries too hard. He's coming across wrong. And I think America is going to show him on November 5th, November 6th, election day, November 4th. He, you know, he talks a lot of mess. Now everybody like, oh, Obama's going to be this, the Libya. Now the one thing you people got to understand, man, if that's the case, man, we have been being bombed like crazy, okay? Before we caught Bin Laden, all right? Let's keep it real. I'm not saying now that Mr. Stevens, he was down with Obama in them. That's you know, now it's hard for anybody to say anything now because you're going to offend the family. I don't even think you guys should even say nothing more about this unless you're going to find out some information. And this, I'm telling Democrats and Republicans this because they are families. You know, they want to hear about this on the news every day. Yeah, they want to find out information, but they don't want it publicized on neither one of you guys' part. Because I wouldn't want to be on neither one of you guys' part myself. I know that, and I'm only a human being. That's all I am. You know, anybody, mom, turn on the TV and you're hearing, oh, the Libya and the big debate about this, and we want to find out what happened to the... And, of course, on one side, you're going to be listening to both people because you're going to be wondering if Obama messed up and, you know, even though... But then at the same time, you're going to be mad because you know Mitt Romney's using that to publicize your family for an election. So you're in the crossroads. Like when Obama said it's not optimal, and I heard one of the people was upset. It's nothing that you could ever say to anybody when they lost a family that's going to make them, you know, anything you could say is not, you know, you're going to be on the wrong side of the field. That's why you should just say nothing and just find out who's, you know, find the people responsible. And that's how I feel. You know, I feel let's just find the people responsible, man. You know, Obama, put your money where your mouth is because you know you could do it. You did it with Bin Laden. You know, they couldn't even find Bin Laden. Republicans can't say nothing because they at the end tossed the towel in on Bin Laden. So we believe that you will find him. We believe that you was honest and you're only a human being. Like, things could make a mistake. A lot of mistakes was made. You know, things could make a mistake. If that's the case, Mitt Romney made a whole bunch of gaffes for about 18 months. And now the Republicans are saying he still could be president. So y'all forgave him for his mistakes, right? Now if he make a gaffe, he made him a gaffe in foreign policy. He went out there and made people don't like him. I saved the Olympics. We all know the Olympics would have been saved anyway. There's too many people that love the Olympics. The Olympics would have got money. It would have got money. It would have got sponsors, it would have got money. It would have came to America and got money. It would have came to America and got money. It would have made money. Because the Olympics make money in America. Because American people like to go out and events. So you wouldn't have really had to save it because all you would have had to do is bring it to America if any other country couldn't afford it. And American people will spend their dollars to go see athletes. And people will travel to America to see some stuff. So, all right, you may have saved it. I don't know. I don't know the real facts on it, but I know you lie a lot. And like the main thing, oh, yeah, we went out and we got binders. Now, the binder thing is a lie. That's a lie, y'all. Because what happened was there was a statute quote, that him and the Democratic person that he was running against at the time, they both had to sign and take people. They had to make a quota. And these people brought women to them. So it's not like he went out. No, he had to agree because they was put under pressure by these women's organizations. Him and another Democratic senator, a governor, somebody who was running over the senator or a congressman or the mayor, somebody in there, it was a female, but she was Democrat. And they both, I repeat, they both had to. So he didn't even go with the binders. All right? This guy lies to you women all day. Women, you have to stand up, even if you don't like me, if you don't like Obama. This is about y'all. The Republican women don't care. Now, everybody's talking about the Catholic thing. I got a problem with that, you know, really honestly. I'm going to be honest with you. You know why? Because we fight against abortion and we do this and abortion is that, is also that. Grown men touching kids is that too. And I ain't gonna lie, we've been seeing one of our churches having a lot of priests touching kids. I seen it in my neighborhood, you know, that's why I be so hard on it. And then I see it on TV a lot, and that gets swept under the rug. They don't protest that. They don't protest none of this stuff, that, you know. Why don't they do that? I want to see that. Those things get swept under the rug. Those things get swept under the rug. When you hear that it was a priest touching a young boy, they don't do nothing to them. They don't never go to jail. It'd be like we dealt with him in our own way. But then they want to throw all things and not invite Obama. That's a hypocrite right there. Show me where that's in the Bible. So I have a problem with that. I don't mind if you stand strong for something, but then you better be strong all the way across the board, because we have a lot. Check your stats on that. And check the stats on how many times it's been swept in the rug. And then the thing about it is, so many people that hold that in for years, they come out 20 years later. There's a lot of guys coming 20 years in. Riverside Church, man. I used to play basketball in Harlem, Riverside Church. Went, you know, guys you try out. And there was a guy in there. He had a paddle. Like, he's the whack people. He got caught eventually. I'm not going to mention his name, because he helped a lot of kids too, but at the same time, he touched a lot of kids. Everybody know the story. He touched a friend that I grew up with. And the friend ended up, you know, he ended up, you know, getting some money from him. Friend ended up getting himself in trouble eventually. But the guy touched, I seen the guy buy people mopeds. Guys was getting sneakers. You know, it took a lot to get a Riverside jacket. You was proud if you had a Riverside jacket back then, you know. But look how it turns out. A lot of dudes' lives be ruined, you know. Like, dudes live with that for the rest of their life, you know. Now, people say, oh, they can just do adoption. Now, I don't know, but the system ain't been working with kids lately. They be taking kids from families and putting them in these group homes. And these group homes, they be getting molested and raped and killed and not fed. And people just making money off these kids. I don't know if that's the right way. And to make them live, to live through torture? I mean, you know, and we all could say, you know, because all of us could be an abortion. That's something deep to think about. Like, you could have been an abortion yourself. You might not have been here. So I do understand that. I looked at that note. I said that to myself. I said, damn, I could have been an abortion. Like, my moms would have had an abortion with me. I wouldn't be here right now on the radio. Like, I would never been thought of, never been, you know. And that's a scary thought. So in a sense, when you hear them say that about life, yo, I kind of dig what they saying. But then at the same time, man, I seen girls, you know, when you from the hood, and you from in the hood, you seen when girls can't control it or they got bad situations, and next thing you know, you find the baby in the basket, or the girl kills herself, or she's scared to tell her parents, and her and the baby dies, or you find the baby. You know, I worked for the New York City Housing Authority, so, you know, I was around when the babies got in the compactors and all that. So I've seen these things. So then sometime I wonder the other side. And then it seems like it's really up to the choice of the woman, you know? Because either way, it could turn to be a bad situation. And people need to just stop and think like that. People just, like, need to stop and just think about, stop and say, well, yeah, I'm just doing this because, you know, I'm just doing this because, you know, this is what I want to do, or because I want to be this. You know, they think about what the person that's having the baby, what their life is. It's easy for a rich person to say, oh, I could just do this because you're rich. And then, you know, the rich person said, oh, well, you just stop having babies. Well, you just stop, you know, they act like everybody who had a baby just said, well, you know what, let's just go out and have a baby. We're doing nothing. You got to understand, life is life. Just like your kids is having babies. And the thing about gun control, another thing, I mean, it's not Hispanic kids. Now, the kids got guns on the street and killing each other through the gangs. That's been going on since the 70s. Y'all don't really care about that because through decades of that, y'all put that out. All right? Let's keep it real. Y'all kept, y'all put out, there's been gangs been out since the 70s. Gangs been shooting and stabbing. Bloods and Crips, we went through that whole thing where the gangs and the Bloods and the Crips got together. We went through the whole Stop the Violence movement. We went through the whole self-destruction movement. Then we went through decades of rap with dealing with gangs, all right? The whole decade of the history of hip-hop was dealing with the gangs, especially in the early, the NWAs. We went through that, to the Puffies, what you went to when you called it gangster rap, down to drug dealer rap, to the Jay-Z's, you know, to the street gangs, to the street hustler rappers. You know, we done been through all the phases, and you guys still been putting guns on the street, all right? Now, let's see. It's not Afro-American, Hispanic, Dominican kids that's going to shoot up their schools and taking lives. It's not black, African-American, Hispanic, or other immigrant, you know, other minorities that's going to shoot up movie theaters. It's the kids, and these kids, and then they say, oh, they need to have a father in the home. These kids got fathers in the homes. They got mother and father. Dad taught them how to shoot the gun. And dad taught them all the social activities that they think that they live. They hear all this stuff in their house. And most of these kids are Republicans. They come from Republican families. They come from Republican families, most of these kids. I'm telling you. K. Nicole's in the building.
What up, people?
Don't you think that's true, that most of these kids come from Republican families that shoot up the places, that shoot up everything that you hear?
It's deep, because even when you look at the Colorado shooter,
exactly,
you look at the guy background, he's very educated.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just, and then he has a gun. I don't understand how
he brought the gun legally.
You know, I totally agree with you, Sue. I don't understand how they get
he brought the gun and the ammo
the urban
legally.
Areas, the Latinos, the blacks, like we the ones with the guns, like we just got them. You know,
I'm just going by what Paul Ryan said. He's like, they need to go to the churches, and they need to go to this, and they need things in their community. How are they going to have that when you're going to cut $5 trillion and everything in the ghetto gets cut out? Every program and every community program in the ghetto is going to get cut out.
It's just like you said, Stu, they don't just get here, those guns. This is
the city.
The city,
yeah,
people can't
here.
Just buy a gun. And it's not that simple.
No,
there's
a saying that every illegal gun was legal first.
Yeah, and it really ain't that simple for a person in New York City to go buy a gun. It's just simple like that.
Yeah, it's not.
Those
it's
guns
not.
Come from out of state.
Yep.
And sold.
They come from suburban areas.
Suburban areas. Probably.
That's what
probably
they do. They come from suburban areas, and they make their way to the hood. That's how they come.
That's
straight up from the hood. And everybody in the hood knows that. It's just the Republicans say, oh, no, we know how it comes. It gets dirty in the suburbs, or somebody in the suburbs making a quick dollar by just saying, oh, listen, I could buy these guns for a cheap price. Because a gun be like $40 to $30-something dollars, maybe $100-something dollars the most for certain guns. And they go on the street for $700, $800. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If it was dirty and used, it'd go on the street for about $200, $300, $200, $300. So it still make more profit than if you go buy it out of Kmart, Walmart, or any store like that. But all these guys that you see, they bought their guns legally, or their parents gave them their guns, or they was like that. That's not in the project. The guy got a gun, his mother don't know he has a gun, because he's not really telling his mother he's in the gang. His mother may know he's in the gang, but it's not that we be, it's not like TV. I know guys that are in the game. They don't admit they're in the game. I'm a coach of a youth basketball program that has bad kids in it. Right? I deal with a whole bunch of New York City Crips and Bloods and through my neighborhood projects that don't get along. And trust me, they all try to be goody-goody. They don't just do it. When it's when they're around each other and their little thing is when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the one thing that a lot of people was talking about, how Taz Romney opened his mouth and got a lot of brothers and sisters ready to punch him in his mouth.
I mean, that's just disrespectful. You couldn't even. Do you remember them people throwing shout outs to George Bush? He had them niggas arrested.
Yeah.
Not even the guy that's the shoe. I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about people that was throwing hate at George Bush.
I mean,
that's a
I honestly think Taz should be arrested.
Right,
yeah, I think he should
sorry.
Be. I think he should be arrested.
You wanted to get up there and punch the president.
And
say,
I think he should be arrested. Honestly,
saying that, and your father is running for president.
Yep.
Like how does
the thing
that
about happen? It that Tag don't understand is you could get decked in the face, Tag, and it won't be the same thing as Romney getting, Obama getting decked in the face. Obama get decked in the face, somebody going down. You know, there's time, there's a lot of, you get decked in the face, at the end of the day, it's going to just be an assault. Somebody going to go to the bookings for a little while, Tag. You better think about it, you know?
This
brother that'll make their name off of decking you in the face just to go through the bookings. Like, yo, I decked Tag Romney. You know how dude to be big, he be in the hood? I deck Tag Romney in the face.
Especially if it's on the news.
They're on the news and they make noise.
Yeah,
he gonna have. Trust me, he can make celebrities show ups in the club. They're gonna be on the flyer. Junebug, the guy who decked Tag Romney.
Yeah.
He's gonna be having people come to the party. He partying with Jim Jones or somebody.
And you know, Stu, make it so bad. Tag Romney is like a 40-something-year-old grown ass man. Talking about he wanted to run up there and punch the president to rescue his lying-ass father. Like, seriously?
That's why they're not built to be a presidential family.
Yeah, they react.
Their reaction is like, it doesn't
have
fit.
That's even Mitt Romney.
You know, the Republicans don't even like him. You know, they got to deal with him because they don't like Obama.
Yeah, they
got
to deal with him because he's a candidate, straight
up.
But
you know.
Nobody likes Mitt Romney. Nobody likes him.
Let me tell you something. He's going to cross a couple of them if he wins. He's gonna do some stupid stuff and f the world up. Be honest with you, but
nah, I totally believe.
But he gonna cross a couple of them too.
Shit, and it's about gonna be money. And when his time is over, he's gonna be in debt and he's gonna be paid.
And he's gonna say something dumb that's gonna make all you just like, and y'all gonna feel stupid. But you know what it is? I think
it's like
covered,
Bush.
I think the
Bush left office.
Hey,
you know that
yep.
crash
and
down,
that's what he
wants.
He heard about Bush and Cheney money. Cheney got the nerve to say stuff. Cheney was the worst vice president in history. You didn't even hear Cheney get props. Cheney was the worst vice president in history, in America's history. At least in my lifetime.
He caused the war for no reason. He caused all of this.
They make money with war. They make money with war. They got oil companies. They got... fake money with war. Yeah. In the building is Little Jaheim. You know, K. Nicole came to the station here with Little Jaheim. He's in the building. Big shout out to Jaheim and the Ladies' Dream. He wants to take a bath on the show. That's crazy. You can't take a bath, Jaheim. Not on the show. We're in the studio. Sit your little butt down and have a lollipop. How about that? Don't stare at me like that. Anyway. Back to the show. It's Beef Stew Radio. It's your man DJ Big Stew. You know how I do it. I get dizzy. I get down. I get down from a kazoon. I like to do what I do when I do what I do when I do. Let's get into some music, man. I'm gonna come back, man. I got some things, man, to say. I got some more things to tell. I got some more stories to tell. I got some more things to talk about. We got a few more things to talk about. Chain Nicole's in the building. You know what I mean? It's almost real. I want to come back and talk to y'all about how Stephon Marbury chopped down his chef and paid her almost a mil not to tell. You know what I'm saying? I want to do like that. You know what I'm saying? And I want to talk about how Two Chainz spazzes out at Bowie State Homecoming. You know, he stops the music and sits down. The crowd starts booing and chanting riot. It goes down, man. It goes down. We're going to talk about that. And also, man, we're going to talk about some more stuff, man. For one discussion, man, we got beautiful news, man. You know, Walt Disney, shout out to Walt Disney, man. Disney World has the first Latina, you know, the first Latina princess, Sophia. You know what I'm saying? That's how Disney World put Princess Sophia out, and that's big for the Latin world, man. People don't understand that because there's never been a Latin, you know, princess in Disney comic, and she's doing it. You know what I mean? The side eye, O.J. Simpson, set to get a new trial after a judge decides to reopen his case. Was the juice going to come out? Wow. And you know, Tyler Perry. They saying, can he do any acting without acting with Madea? That's what they saying. You know, they saying he can't shake the Madea stigma. It's kind of hurting him now. He's trying to get other roles and do other things, and everybody just want to see him as Madea. And even when he goes different places, you know, I think it's starting to get to him. We'll talk about that. And in white folks news, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Nice Case Beals spend a record $6.5 million on an Italian wedding. Ain't that something? Justin Timbo, you know what I mean? And we got, you know, we got Tin Hall, and then I'm from Boston straight up. George Zimmerman, lawyers was granted Trayvon access to Trayvon school records, which was some dumb shit, which don't have nothing to do with that day. He's still alive. George Zimmerman is going down. You know what I mean? Should you remain friends with your ex? That's something that Bossip is talking about too. You know what I mean? Like, should you remain friends with your ex? That's another topic that's coming out. And the top five best beauty looks that made our end week. The fact, you know, the top five women, man, that, you know, they look real hot. You know, we gonna in fashion. So we gonna get into that, man. We in the building, Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, Big Stewzy. Y'all know how I doozy, like a true episode. I rock with fashion and soul, yeah. But, like I said, man, we gonna do this the hard way. I want y'all to check out how I do this. I do this all day, all night, all day, all night. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. This is how I rock.
Go Charlie, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday. You find me in the
cool, still a step by to a nigga, then I'm finna go hop on the red eye. Till I'm dead, I'ma live like it's all bad. They say it's all good. Platinum dogs had yellow gold rolling. Yellow hoe know me. In Beverly Hills, getting me a ballin' like Kobe. Do my dirt all by my lonely, got no Cody. Shot him dead, my bitch Iggy took the charge for me. In the Phantom, tell B.O.B. hit the garage for me. G.D.O.B. get door with that after the guard.
I said, the world's just a pussy. Fuck it, I go win. You can cast a hollow tip for thinking you're a king. Royalty, hustle gang, keep the crown with us. The only queens around here are girls fucking us. And the haters get skipped. Double dutch, tip, got a strap in gear. Press, press, double clutch. Play with the bread, meet a toast. Need a ghost before I'm ghost. Word to the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I put my city on the map. Everybody's on it, Jack's part of the flag. Word to the union, every time we're ruling them. Real talk, even Bob the Builder keeps a tool with him. Heaven sent me go to hell money. Rolling in the deep still, I need that sell money. Word to the Grammys, I need six. Keep my rollie all yellow, just the same as my bitch. North to the south, I be in the mix, my location on Twitter should be right in your chick. Bedtime for your career. Pussy laid down, got a full circle of bars. Cool that spraying round. Yeah, from LDN to the A-Town. Time to make the whole world know my name now. Scalding rappers rip the roof off. This smothered out.
Okay.
Real bitch, so I'ma kill all these pussy hoes. Silly flow, I'm illy, my charm hangs. Watch it, city boy, I rock these two chains. Like he's so insane. Double M arranged. Leather seats is cocaine. All them doors, Cobain. You hold this down and stuff up. Step up, get double trouble. Send here to fuck the gang. Hold up, bitch, double rubbers. Diamond turtle, princess cutter. Rock like bone and rubber. They blind just said, look, listen, milk. I am a motherfucker. Fuck them, then you got a bed. And I don't need no usher. My hustle gang, they bring them clips. Okay, excuse me, pusher. Your malice. Way past average, your bad bitch. Your man text us like Dallas. Be mad at him. I'm amazing, you are simply just an anonym. G-D-O-D, bitch, it is more than just an acronym. Iggy, Iggy.
You know what it is, my nigga. G-D-O-D, get do or die, my nigga. Hustle gang, Pano. It's the king, represent one time, Pano. C-I-P-K-I-N-G, period, Pano. Yeah. My bitch Iggy and this motherfucker represent Double XL, you know what I'm saying? Big things and some more things. Young Chipper, what's happening? Look out for that motherfucking London Boy mixtape coming
Greater
soon.
Nation.
Grand Hustle, bitch. It's the king.
This
Pablo.
Is your president speaking. And I approve this
and I
message.
Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby.
Don't need no invitation. No. We are that Raider Nation. We rock that black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
Touchdown, touchdown. Let's throw a bomb on first down. Let's throw a bomb on every down. First you score, then we clown. Having fun, look around. Nobody loud as a Raider crowd. Nobody proud as a Raider crowd. NFL, how you like me now? We gon' do this open style. None but action. I'm Bo Jackson. Hit the hole. Run you over. Goal line. Jumping over. Going crazy. Lose your soul. Lose your mind. In the black hole. Here's the goal. Super Bowl. And everybody here, get to go.
Don't need no invitation.
No.
We are that Raider Nation.
Yeah.
We rock that black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. We are the Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. Al Davis, John Madden, Greg Popper, and Darren McFadden. He's a pirate, Ken Stabler, always will be an Oakland Raider. Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Jack Tatum, a true outlaw. That is Fred Biletnikoff, Lester Hayes picking it off. The Brown Brothers, Willie and Tim, Plunkett, Otto, y'all know Jim. Y'all know Lyle, y'all know Ted, Atkinson's put you to bed. Dave Casper, Cliff Branch, Tom Flores if you think you can. George Blanda, Howie Long, Marcus Allen, come back home. Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders, just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. We are the Oakland Raiders, Oakland Raiders.
Raiders.
Oakland Raiders.
Just win, baby.
Win, baby.
Win, baby.
Win, baby.
Don't need no invitation.
No.
We are that Raider Nation.
Yeah.
We rock that black and silver.
Rock,
we
rock.
Make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
If you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
If you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
I'm the president of the Raider Nation. Please use this as motivation.
Public housing, down
never tell me, tell Ross I got that. The police, the F Force, the DA can't stop that. That Nina, that 40, that AK, I pop that. That Louis, that Gucci, that fly shit, I rock that. That new deal with Epic and Sony, I got that. I got that. Nigga, you heard me, I got that.
Girl, I let my money work, work. Let my money work. Girl, I let my money work.
My money work. No, I overground, bitch. Now I'm 20 work. Still writing 30, hanging off the stake, man. Talking 40, Sean Kent for the break, man. Me and Murder on the back block serving in. Higher than the motherfucker, feel turbulent. I let my money twerk, twerk. Let the bitches smirk, smirk. Let the doors go. Let them drop the skirt. I know some actresses. I know some porn stars. I own some businesses. I got some sports cars. 100 grand we spend that. Lil Buzz, I in that. Hottest niggas we been at. Fast cars we in that. Correct, try to flame it. One thing.
Yes, in the building, the Beast 2 Radio, DJ Big Stu. You know I play them joints, Uncle Murder featuring your man French Montana. That's how we do it on Beast 2 Radio. Get it, get it, get it. Yeah, man, like I said, I was going to come back and let y'all know about my man Stephon Marbury carried a fan with his chef. I guess her name is Tereya Mitchell. I might be pronouncing it wrong. I always pronounce people wrong. That's just who I am. But, you know, it's not because people's names be spelled crazy, but it looked like it said either Tereya or Tereya Mitchell. And offered nearly $1 million so his wife and the Knicks, who were dealing with their own sexual harassment problems at the time, wouldn't learn about it. Court papers has disclosed the Coney Island native hired Mitchell as a private chef in January 2006. The same month, the team coach Isaiah Thomas was hit with a $10 million sexual harassment suit by one of the executives of the New York Knicks, Nucha Brown Sanders. I know y'all remember that. So Starberry, Marbury, but you know they call him Starberry. Starberry, you know, he fired her in 2006. Mitchell complained that she was a victim of sexual harassment, and Marbury, you know, he had considered they relationship to be consensual, so he offered her $900,000 to keep her mouth shut. Marbury, however, stopped making payments. You know, he only shelled out about $600,000. And at Mitchell's request, the case came to an arbitrator. You know what I'm saying? So then it was converted that during Ms. Mitchell's employment, she had a sexual relationship with Stephon Marbury, which he described as occurring on approximately 5 occasions. The arbitrator found Mitchell said the star made her believe that keeping him happy was a requirement for keeping her job, the ruling said. And the other requirement was cooking for his wife and 3 kids. The arbitrator was rewarded $330,000, saying she could have sued Marbury or sold her story for more money than she received, and that Marbury had his eyes open when he made the deal. So he had his eyes wide open when he made the deal. So it was like he made the deal. The filing became public yesterday after Mitchell's lawyers asked the judge to enforce the award during the arbitration proceeding. The point guard testified that the money was to buy Ms. Mitchell's silence because a revelation of Marbury's extramarital affairs would embarrass him and his wife and children. That's what he said at the time, I respect that. I mean, I'm not respecting saying what he did was right, but I see why, you know, he probably did that. He said he was also concerned because the trials happened at the same time the team was in a very public investigation involving claims of sexual harassment. Lawyers for Marbury, who now plays in China, and Mitchell did not return calls. Marbury plays in China now, yes. he's still married, and his wife is reportedly, you know, is reportedly in talks to join the cast of the Basketball Wives. She's going to get her own money. And, you know what I'm saying? And if they can't get his wife a bachelor, maybe they can get the chef to join the cast. You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy. But, yeah, man, that's deep, man. Stephon Marbury. You know, remember me, Lyle. Well, I wonder how many people are still wearing your Marbury sneakers. When they first came out, everybody was happy. They looked nice, too, though. I got to admit, Marbury's looked nice. I thought they looked nice. But I knew when they were like $18, $19. Dudes don't, it's not even care that he made a nice pair of sneakers for cheap. They just don't want to pay that. They want to buy something that costs expensive so they can feel something. You know what I mean? So they can, you know, I bought this. I paid this much money for this. This is like, this is what's up. You know what I'm saying? But, now this is something crazy. This is something crazy. I don't know if I even want to put this one out there. This one is not for me. Anyway, we got to get into the building. I'm not even going that one, going that way, because that one's a little too deep for the kid. I was getting ready to read y'all something, but I'm going to talk about old Jizzle Kabizzle. OJ's looking old as hell in jail, too. OJ done did time. They probably got him jogging. They probably was like, yo, jump over this suitcase, man. Jump over this table, man. You know, cause you know, jail, they could be cool to you. And OJ probably's not getting, you know. Then again, some dudes might. It all depends. You know, OJ, they might be looking at OJ like he's an OG, you know. OJ murdered somebody, so they might be, that's OG. Well, anyway, a Nevada judge agreed Friday to reopen the armed robbery and kidnapping case against former football star O.J. Simpson to determine if the former football star was so badly represented by his lawyer that he should have been freed from prison and get another that he should be freed from prison and get another child. This development could put Simpson on the witness stand for the first time. He stood trial in 2008 after authorities said he led five men, including two with guns, in a 2007 confrontation with sports memorabilia dealers and middlemen in a cramped room in the Las Vegas Casino Hotel. The key question will be Gladness, OJ's original lawyer. His name is Galanta, OJ's original lawyer, had personal and financial business interests that posted a conflict that should have been precluded to him handling, should have precluded him from handling OJ Simpson's case. Glanta was motivated by his own interests, which caused him to materially limited, you know, Simpson's legal representation. In appeal stage, Glanta remained on the case until, you know, the rehearing was denied and denied Simpson the opportunity to raise the issue. And he declined to climb it on Friday when people tried to get with him. But Palm said OJ wants the chance to show, you know, that Gladner was in Las Vegas and knew in advance about Simpson's plans to retrieve the items and memorabilia. So that's the OJ the Jiggy Juice. The Jiggy Juice, O.J. Simpson Rod. Things going down. But I guess we're going to get back into some more music because this is what we do here. Let you know where we at. Y'all know where we at.
Beats to Radio.
All right, so once again, big shouts out, man. Big shout out to DFW in the building. DFW family, definitely make sure y'all get that mixtape, The Social Way. Make sure y'all represent that. Got a lot of hot people on that joint. I'll be playing that. Had the family on the show about a week ago, I think it was. Definitely was all in the building. But we're going to get into some more music, man. Once again, man, it's your boy. You know how I do it. We're going to play some new hip-hop hardcore joints. We're going to throw this down real hard. DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. We here, baby.
Look at your money. Ooh, mama. This could be you on the right side of this drop. Ooh, mama. Throw it in reverse. I call that back it up and drop. Baby.
Got experience. trekking through the storm. Long as I know that you hear me, baby. Shedding all your innocence. I see the walls are looking like they might precipitate. Until I'm in so deep, it's up to my waist. But I promise, girl, I ain't afraid. It's raining inside your bed. No part are dry. Loving made you so wet. Your leg, your thigh. And ever since we first met.
This is a DJ Room remix.
You stay at the top spot when you're breaking it down just like a chop shop. It cuts it like some blades on a caddy. That's how you work at me, daddy. Every time you put that on, no. You are now rocking with the best, 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 best. I'll make you forget about your ass. It's one race where you don't want to come first. I know what I'm doing, ain't no need to rehearse. Just be going nowhere fast. But you be steady cruising like you want it to last. That's how you made me a chocoholic. And right now my body's calling. I gotta know how, you gotta know how.
But I promise God I ain't afraid. No, it's me.
Bill Sporn, Swiss francs. Before I die, I need my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tanks. Plus it's frowning in my watch like my wrist stank. Bill Sporn, Swiss francs. Before I die, I set my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tanks. Plus it's frowning in my watch like my wrist stank.
Banque Suisse, tranquille. J'y mets euro, dollar, Benjamin Franklin. Je dépense encore des Marie Curie. Kalashnikov, lingot d'or, logo de mon écurie. Ils aident Iran, les slibes et Bezo, qui êtes-vous? Dernier round du sang de partout, tu sais qui êtes-vous? Quand je parle Bentley, Lamborghini, c'est que j'en conduis. Toi, on t'a jamais vu avec, tu mens ce que j'en déduis. Grosse mère, tu vends dans cage d'escalier. Au maximum, tu roules en cause, mère, tu crois que ça y est pas du tout. Chaîne énorme, mal au cou, moi et on va te prendre à poil. Bang, leur mal au dos. Je reverse à la daronne, je suis Jimmy, c'est Wanadou. Envoie Lucie à Rome, redonne à Mamadou. Des balances confirmées veulent prendre la relève. J'ai du ciel pour toi, je me réalise à Genève.
Bills born, Swiss francs. Before I die, I want my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tanks, put the crown in my watch like my wrist stank. Bills born, Swiss francs. Before I die, I set my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tanks, put the staring at my watch.
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, cat plus a crib out in Geneva so I could avoid the tax. Got a meal from Universal, I ain't had to pay it back. Throw my money in the air and you suckers is playing catch. Lunatic album blasting through a pair of beats. Baby Zoe, my connection to the Paris streets. Black Beethoven flow, call it fair release. Next election embroidered in Panamera seats. Check the luggage, it's vintage Pierre Cardin. Got 100 stacks buried in the shotgun. Anglais on the south shore, Lake Geneva. Love my money like my honey, so I hate to leave her. Voice activated, safe, need a motor batch. Six flow translated, flow digger less. Watch your money come and go, I learned to make it last. As I get it, spin it slow and generate it fast.
Bills form, Swiss francs. Before I die, I want my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tank, put the crown in at my watch like my wrist stank. Bills born, Swiss francs. Before I die, I set my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tank, put the staring at my watch. Bills born, Swiss francs. Before I die, I need my money in a Swiss bank. I can see right through these haters. Fish tank, put the crown in at my watch.
talk shit, Easy E. Gangland Eastside real big. 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 Rick Owens, Martin Montellus, you whack rappers is dead. Call the Paul Bearer. This is all ever. Double R letters on the front of that coast. Now who wanted the most? I'm smoking Monte Cristos on 300-foot boat. Supreme and Pappy Mason told me how to cook coke. My connectee from Belize, he give you a good quote. We don't want no garbage, Pappy, we slitting your full throat. Yeah, I move that white girl, cold coming down to make them fiends come back. Blood, I put that on my mama. Sometimes I can't sleep, nightmares thinking I'ma be the killer of my people. But poverty is the evil. Poverty, the reason that I go and sing that diesel, leave you with no other choices. Middle finger to the Rico and corrupted politicians might as well go stick the needle in the veins of a fiend. Triple bean, yeah, I mean, with the blood clot, watch the blood talk. Shampoo, son, miss me with that dumb talk. Ain't no cartoons, only sketches when the gun's drawn. Fred Hampton, Bunchy Carter, when I let that pump on. Let the money pass to the ceiling, please. Cowboys fall back and let the leader lead. Dark shades, Easy E. Gangland, Eastside, real B. This is my religion, gangland, hallelujah. 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 Dark shades. Easy E, gangland, good music, push a T. Dark shade, Easy E, gangland, good music, push a T. Dark shade, Easy E, gangland, good music, push a T. Dark shade, Easy E, gangland,
my open letter shine, pole. A real man can admit when he's wrong. Didn't see a vision, said it in a song. The La Maurice, we had a meeting of the dawn. Mind state was when the tech was in its palm. Now it's back to business, bygones, we bygones. Another notch in this legacy we tie on. Cut from the same cloth, quick to let them things off. Leave your face numb like the kilo that I shave off. God, imagine what I've made off. No paper trail like Madoff. They concentrating on my camp like Adolf. They wanna lock her up and cut his braids off. Ha, I guess it comes with the territory. When every real nigga in the city's betting on me. Real using sex as a weapon on me. I see the reason why these rappers threaten, homie.
This is my religion, gangland, hallelujah. 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 Dark shade, Easy E, gangland, Eastside, real B. 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 Fresh up at the prison where the welcome at. Shampoo, Mandela, Young Nelson, back. Need to say that I sell some crack, it's genocide, but that's a lie. We know the coin telling that. All the biographical, I sell them rap. I just talk about my life, I went to hell and back. You could say I withheld some facts through the statutory limitations. I'm careful what I tell them, rap. Yeah. Roll the window in and let the semi fire. 1.5 on the skinny tie. See the big B all up on the back side. Yeah, I'm the big B flag on my right side. I am talking about it. Hold that Bugatti talk. Close your mouth, son. Listen, John Gotti talk. I can tell you about this revolution lifestyle. Sherman MK, they serve a triple lifetime. Gang rap mogul used to be the shooter. I ran up at the club, red rag in a Ruger. Now I run New York like King Tut and Scooter. This is my religion, gangland, hallelujah.
Yeah. Moses Levi. Bury my rivals, make you creep, disappear like the man in the finals. Worship no idol, holy recital. Not guilty, your honor, right hand on the Bible.
Yeah, on three, heard these niggas won't be. Well, they can catch me in the streets. And all that acting like it's tough. Gonna get your ass fucked up.
Put the balls on. Put the balls on.
Confirming the long established gender gap moving that's among voters, but also suggests that the male and the female preference is real divided this year in the presidential contest, and we could hit historic levels. It may surprise you that, you know, the divide appears not driven by social issues and arguments over reproductive kids. It's not driven by those things, that, or reductive care or choices of analysis. You know what I mean? But mostly analysis say largely the national conservatization oversight of the government. By the national oversight of the government on the fundamental question whether you want a smaller government and fewer services or a bigger government and more services. You know, there's women and men out there that, like, women and men are in, like, a very different place right now. And that was said by somebody named Carol Daugherty of the Pew Research Center. And I don't know so much about people from the Pew Research Center because them the people that, they don't like their stats, but that's what they're saying. And adding that more and far women are supportive of being bigger and more equal. All right, and it's a fundamental question of this election. How women and men can come down on that question is more fundamentally tied to or correlated with how they vote on November 6th. You know what I mean? And that's how it is. Social issues matter in the gender gap. But the real big dividing line, the thing that's dividing lines, are what governors should be doing for the poor, the elderly, and the size of the safety net. And that suggests that Romney comments a secret recorded fundraiser when he criticized the 40% of American peoples are perceiving themselves as victims and entitled to the support have a potential to resonate widely in this. You know, it has a potential to really do something in this race. And also they saying that Romney's failing to gain traction against Obama on the national polls will ultimately have more to do with the size of government argument. You know what I'm saying? They have taken real strong issues, the GOP on women's issues and abortion controls, and that could be something that decides this race, man. You know, always remember, social issues, this is something that's crazy. Social issues matter in the gender gap. Swing state polls results this week suggest that margins in Florida and Pennsylvania are even a widened margin was found by, you know, there are margins in Florida and Pennsylvania, but even wider margins was found in Quinnipiac, CBS News, New York Times surveys. In Ohio, where 60% of likely voters where there are 60% of likely voters said they prefer Obama and 35% picked Romney as their candidate. Obama won the women votes nationally by 13 points in 2008, and it is worth noting that female voters as a group haven't always preferred the Democratic candidate. That's how it is, the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but if you reach back to like 1980 and 1984 and to find elections where majority women voted for a Republican candidate choosing Ronald Reagan over Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, still even in these years, man, and even in those years, more women marked the ballots, more women marked the ballots than men. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. And marked the ballots than men for the Democrats. And the gender gap, it varies in size, you know, but it has remained constant. In 2004, President George Bush, in his successful reelection run, he enjoyed the big lead among men and only lost women overall 3% of percentage points. Obama's quest for women has driven those with younger, is driven by those who are younger and that are single. But he's also outpolling Romney with married women overall by 10%. You know what I mean? And while Romney has been consistently been favored by white men, you know, white married men, who drives his large lead over Obama, Obama with married men has been losing his edge to unmarried men. Obama, you know, has, you know, so I guess Romney is losing his edge and unmarried men. You know? The GOP, after the Democrats were crushed in the 2010 midterms elections when the GOP recaptured the U.S. House, Republicans were looking to capitalize on their success with women. Exit polls suggest that the GOP candidates attracted about 12% of women who voted for Obama in 2008, and female voters was almost equally split between Republican and Democrat candidates. The Romney campaign has taken a few stabs at improving, you know, their standing with women. It has dispatched Romney's wife and Romney's, you know, they tried to make her give a direct appeal to the women. Most notably at the Republican convention when she declared, you know, "I love you women" during the primetime speech, you know what I'm saying? You know, after the videotape, 40%, the 40% comments was like disseminated online by you know, decimated online by liberal magazine Mother Jones, which is a good, you know, their online liberal magazine Mother Jones. The Romney, you know, they released an ad targeting mothers and the national debt. You know, and running in swing states like Virginia, their daughter, the ad shows young mothers cradling her babies and knowing that, you know, your share of Obama debt is over 50,000 and grows every day, and knows that the rate of women in poverty has a difficult time finding work. Earlier this week, conservative bloggers criticized Obama spokesman Stephanie Cutler for the comments she made during the NPR, you know, the station, you know, but it's just, man, like I said, man, these things are that happened recently. Like I said, more than 60% of Obama campaign volunteers are women. It's just going down. Now, I don't know what, you know, like, I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But Obama's battling to maintain the women's vote. You know what I mean? Because after his, you know, non-self-described Solomon, you know, performance in the first debate, the female supporter lit up the social media, tagged the campaign with complaints about failure to talk about their issues, from pay equality to health reproductive. And he's been playing catch-up ever since, you know what I mean, for a second. So, but after focusing squarely on women in the second debate with the GOP trying to follow, with, you know, and then he followed up with follow-up speech and jabbed his opponents, the binders in the women's, and a rally of fat and comments characterizing him to the throwback 50s. And at a rally at at a rally Friday in Fairfax, Virginia, right? With Cecil Richards, the president, Planned Parenthood. You know, the Planned Parenthood, Obama built a new attack line accusing Romney of being affected with Romnesia. That was a good one, though. And about his past positions, switching up. You know what I'm saying? And it makes a lot of lively copy and loads of laughs at Romney's expense and late night comedy show Jimmy Kimmel's swimming in the woman, you know, Romney party ad, and you know, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? The Republicans, they don't like it. But just weeks after poll conducted in the wake of Romney's secret 40% comments suggested that Obama had the opportunity to improve his dominating performance with females. Exit polls show him capturing 56% of the vote. He is now in the position for battling Romney to keep enough share to win. You know what I mean? So before the first, President Banks found that likely female voters nationally prefer Obama by 20% in their part by more favorable view of the government. You know what I'm saying? So the Romney campaign, its argument is off air, has been that women are more than some reproductive parts than public political message to. And his public political message to women has been about jobs, economy, and how women, female workers, and their families have been affected by the recession. That's basically what they say. That resonates with voters like, voters like this lady that was a Las Vegas realtor and married, a mother of three, and she voted for Obama in 2008, but she won't again. Moved by the economic issues, she says she varies about Obamacare and its associated costs and outside the housing market pickup. She says she doesn't see any other conditions improving, you know. And that's the people that they're going at. You know, they trying to disparage Obama voters who focus on economics. They're trying to catch the dissatisfied Obama voters of last time who are, you know, more focused on economic issues. That's what Romney's team is trying to do. The Democrats and Obama are going all in on reproductive rights. That's what they said. And analysis released Friday by Cantor Media. CMAG political advertising analyst reported that the preparation and ads for the Democrats that feature the mentions of abortions and contraceptions and funding for Planned Parenthood, you know, and the growing lines on traditional social issues may be the turnout purposes, man. So, for turnout purposes, you know. A lot of things also suggest that the economy theme as aimed at women has a more muddled impact. You know, so airing in 14 races around the country this past week, Planned Parenthood air, you know, the contraception and Planned Parenthood ads being used in 50 races, 14 races around the country the past week, such as has been used in like 50 races in the past week. That's crazy. This issue is off. No, so basically, man, I'm gonna tell you, man, the 40% comment is deep, and I think it's starting to wear a little bit down of Mitt Romney, man. So, but once again, man, that's the gender gap, man. I want y'all to do, y'all could do me a favor, man. Y'all could get on the ball, man, and come find out what's going on. Y'all could help me find out some joints, man. You know, let me know what you feel. Let me know what you feel out there, man. Holla at DJ Big Stu, man, and tell me what you feel about the gender gap. You know what I mean? If you want to call me up and talk about the gender gap tonight, I don't mind. You know, 914-338-1685. I usually don't take calls, but tonight on that one, I will do that. A lot of y'all like to hit me on the blog, and I appreciate that. Make sure y'all go to the blog and hit me up. Just tell me what y'all feel about that, man. You know, make your statement noticed, man. You know, tell me how you feel, man. Do you feel the gender gap is going to be a big part of this race? Do you feel women are going to be wherever the women go? That's what's going to be. Whoever the women vote for more, that's who's going to win the presidential race. I say yes this year. I say the women got control. I say they got the power. I say that's what it is. But once again, we're in the building. Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. I am in the building. Going down real hard. Going down real right. We in here. Let's go.
I represent, I'm everything that you want to be. Yeah. One thing I'm gonna see, that cash flow, you better know. Name a nigga that's out chill with more hustle and better flow. Ellie Dollar, better let him know this outlaw be playing mad. Getting high and I'm getting fly and I'm getting head and I'm getting paid. Nigga, bust it up for a real nigga. Bust it up for a real nigga. Gon' do it, get your money, ho. Go hard, who you frontin' for? Bust it up for a real nigga. Bust it up for a real nigga. Put that face down, pin that ass up. Bust it up, bitch, gon' get your cash up.
Get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up. Lap dance, that's a chance I can't pass up. Switch the swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm chillin'. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chillin'. Ain't no need for no dealings. Man, these boys in they feelings. Mad about they broads, she want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wife.
Wallet.
Don't trip, I got
Don't
it.
Trip.
Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS, don't. And get DDS, don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping. Tell the waitress, keep it popping. On one, ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got them watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
Bust it up for a real nigga. Bust it up for a real nigga. Gon' do it, get your money, ho. Go hard, what you frontin' for? Bust it up for a real nigga. Bust it up for a real nigga. Put that face down, pin that ass up. Bust it up, bitch, gon' get your cash up.
At Nino Bless Twitter.
Nino!
Yeah, I'm back in the building. This is A-Rap music, Islamic extremists. I crafted your building with bombs attached to the ceiling. Detonated, going off the flow with charge. I'm like LeBron with Reggie Miller shooting Arkham. So evolved, I am defiant. Just go with heart. My whole day is like the last second. Oh, with heart had thought when he was falling off. You know it's odd if you just go by bars. I should be bigger than Big Sean, featured on Hova songs and golfing with Oprah. Dog, I don't lower my guard. My thoughts orbit extra solar planets and travel back to feed data to rovers of Mars. Yeah, I'm on it. Peter Parker mixed with carnage. That's a karma for you. Hate this not just look at what you started. Oh. Won't got time or you hate that. Rhymes with swag is a great match. I'm rushing the fame so I can palm Rihanna's ass ASAP. Rap genius, did your best lines, take that. What's the deal, make a bet, I'll raise that. I am boom back, mixed with a Drake track. That new shit sound like System of a Down somewhere. Mashed with some woo shit, none compares. Power them fears, cowards are scared. Drowning in fear, watching my conscience shrinking while I'm running through them. Like I got lightning and Mario Kart from the start. Damn, how is that fair? I am prepared to go through lengths of match. I see through your posse, beats are so feeble. They starting like evil Knievel, deceive you, believe you to rock. Beep, beep, I weep through these flies. It's reeking the speech till it's reaching this lock. I love these blocks, but I should be featured on Ripley's Believe It or Not. Y'all know this dude's flame on top of the food chain. Sorry, this is not featuring 2 Chainz. This is not featuring 2 Chainz. The R, that O, that A, that M. Bitch, I created a new lane. To Gotham, I'm Bruce Wayne. In fact, I ain't too sane. I'll pull the ground out from underneath this game. I'm the new Bane. You dudes playing.
playing a two plane. Look, I knock your head off lighter than two flames. Twist and kick it through you like Liu Kang. Your crew blame, I'm like Cougar sucking your team. How could you sneak mildew while getting chased through your dreams? And it ain't never safe as a team. I made my own way as I blaze through the scene. Faithfully stay through my course while I cater to no one. Nobody done gave me a thing. I took a fuck a handout with lyrics embedded with substance. Merited, credited, expected it still. I took a breath of my suffering. Most who hate it like suckers are now like, please let's discuss this. Ain't no flick with Janet and Pop kissing, but that's poetic justice. Y'all know this dude's flame on top of the food chain. Sorry, this is not featuring 2 Chainz. This is not featuring 2 Chainz. The R.O.A.M. Bitch, I created a new lane. Y'all know this dude's flame on top of the food chain. Sorry, this is not featuring 2 Chainz. Not featuring 2 Chainz. The R.O.A.M. Bitch, I created a new lane. Yeah. N-I-N-O-O. Twitter.com/NinoBless. Did you miss me? I'm dangerous right now, man. Don't fuck with me, man. I'm Anderson Silva, man. Like, you don't know what the fuck I'ma hit you with, man. This shit sucks and it's better than your whole album, bitch.
Be the best who ever did it. Don't know if that goal's feasible or it isn't. But if it is, then God, if you're listening, he grant me the strength to crush all competitions. You can't blame me for dreaming, I'm a dreamer. And if I'm coming off rash, please forgive me. What? That's all I want.
I just want to be the illest MC.
That's all I want.
At the same time, being the realest can be. Mayhem, sickness, murder, horror. The kind of words that describe my aura. D-Rap, Rad Cat, Rock, Red Man. I am cut from that cloth. Write a rhyme about me, you a dead man. Cool J, I'm bad video. Learn the whole routine and perform it with my father's friends while they smoke and drink. Symphony, DLC, inspired me to write what would eventually put me on airplanes like B.O.B. Cannabis, Wu-Tang, you know our history, but hats off when we rap with Zach Frost. We outline a track chart. Thank God for the 1-2 cable. Thank God for the lunchroom table. I'm trying to be the sickest nigga dead or alive. And if I happen to fall short, it's been one hell of a ride. Chronic 1 and 2. Looking up at the sky and sun. Up until the day the sun is you. You're listening to hip hop. You in J House, Wayne House, Nas House, M House, R House.
Wanted to be on the radio and snapping pictures after. And so I grabbed my pen and pad and scribbled chitter chatter. It started off whack, but in the words of a 10-year-old, my shit was getting fatter. I hit the studio at 16, stupid ill, not knowing how the booth would feel. What's ADAS and 2-inch real? How you ad-lib? What's a punch? I ain't a boxer, but I sure enough learned the ropes. Look, me and Mike, I made a monster. Now every day's a game of Contra. I got 99 men, an infinite amount of rounds inside this mighty fine pen. This is my dream. Don't fuck with it, I'm telling you, because anyone can get dusted. Long as production is available, I'm disgusted as a fan. Look how niggas sounding, damn. Weak head, that's a bad. Fuck swag and your kicks from South Japan. I'm finna be the best in this profession. I've been invested all my life, so wipe your feet before you step in.
R-House. Never did it. Don't know if that goal's feasible or it isn't. But if it is, then God, if you're listening, he grant me the strength to crush all competitions. You can't blame me for dreaming, I'm a dreamer. And if I'm coming off brash, please forgive me. What? That's all I want.
I just wanna be the illest MC.
All I want at
the same time being as real as can be. I never wanted a chain that was encrusted. I wanted to be respected amongst my peers and to be trusted. Wanted not to be complacent or okay with my regression. I was thinking hip-hop would do away with my depression. I wanted to be understood, but they never got my deposition. I never wanted attention, but I lusted recognition. Wanted peace with my child's mom, wanted to be a better dad. Not as a person, wanted to give that nigga choices I never had. Which honestly kept me alive. In order for me to give, I needed not to be suicidal, though it was killing me just to live. Wanted to make my mother cry and choke up cause she proud. I wanted to marry my dream, so I cheated on fear. Broke up with my doubt, so I got no choice but to succeed and show music that I'm capable. She the one I'm grateful to, and I'd hate for her to think that I'm unfaithful too. If she did, her soul would bleed, but they raised another breed in
our house.
Lights out, no utilities in the facility, filling my life spout to wipe out. These feelings I feel it be killing me, I pull a mic out, can't strike out, cause winning is really my enemy. I pull a nine out, blow my mind out, it's the end of me, really serenity, man, in my house, it's rap or die, get a piece of that apple pie. Life is a Far Side song, and that bitch just passed by, so I got lyrically complex, that way I can clock check, get my mom's out the project, with these concepts, conversation can't digest, and when I stretch, cause the road is rough, I start feeling like shit sour, the electricity in my will. Power, conceal power, the twin tower, 10 hours, so send cowards the message from Crooked Eye, Royce the Five, Joe Button, M. Yower.
In our house, we fit like 6 hours. The way I feel now, I can fit for 6 hours. Straight, only way to be great is to dig down. If you can hear this sounding, stop my head, sounds like a fucking drive by. Looking inside of my mind's like looking back on my career, even hindsight. I'm a fucking vibe, Mike. Never wanted that so bad, till I got to go mad, no mad, but a notepad. Go tab, pads on these old bags. You bother me, but I never want to show that. Don't act like it ever does. Even though you know that, that will never come. A day someone blows past you, never was someone who that no bad you ever was. And you hope that's true, cause the competitor in you couldn't let somebody be better than you, and you know that. So you don't ever hold back, what you gonna go back to work in a regular job? Fuck that, I'ma go hard, grab on my gonads, tell them fuck they sell. They call me a wicker like my name's Zell, but I face hell like a stay-at-home dad. Rap was the only thing that I was ever really fast in the bone at. Guess I'm similar to gangrene when I'm angry, but I'm hope smash. So much passion, but no compassion. The fires of the window to the soul, and it's broken glass, and it's no such passing. Alright, now here we go. Straight at me, now I'm stamping yellow. Whoops, you ready for the most competitive click in the world? It's like class of the Titans. I release the cracker. It's time to set it again, and when it's set, and it's all gone. None shall ever fuck with this squadron, so come on in at your own risk.
Our house.
Get high.
Then whip it good with your red light. Then that how you trip a little brick you get. Made paper off of that, yeah, yo. At J's spot, me bet they know. Your bitch, you fuck when I say so. Plus, got head fucked on my payroll. This bank here, homeboy, we don't play. Violate me and this'll be your day. Catch a nigga coming out of DOA. Hit him with the chopper, leave him DOA. You can play with niggas, not me, okay? Them other niggas suckers, I'm a G, okay? C-I-K-I-N-G, okay? Just respect that shit and you'll be okay. They get this straight once and for all. I run this shit, bar none of y'all. Ain't now one of y'all niggas bigger than me. Can't none of y'all take this city from me. Take years off and I'm still tight. I half-ass and they still like it. Kick trap shit when I feel like it. Dope boy know what I live like. Then narrow off kilos. Big bank rolls on C-Lows. Off OZs make zeros. Till we let go. Out. It's time to kick trap back. Jump and get shit back. Pop it, ho. Pop it, ho. I show you such a nigga I got. I show you how to move a lot of slow. Niggas say they lie, but they lie. So it's time to get trap back. Jump and get shit back. Pop it, bitch. In that sad spot, put that rental car on that slab. Hit that highway for about 5 days, then come back and get cash. Got headquarters and whole thing. Chevrolets and them gold things. Got Rolex, got Benzes, and it's all off of that cocaine. It's cocaine, but it's cool though. Work get gone and I move low. Won't sit on it, it's too low. You got 21, well here you go. I got big whips, so sick y'all. And big sweets, about 6 bras. Your shit hot, oh yeah, bruh. That shit drop, won't sell much. Platinum all on my wall, dawg. Crib big, like a mall, dawg. I'm doing numbers like call logs. Little small money, I call y'all. My house worth your whole life. Your condo's my old ice. You niggas sell it in fur class. I charter G4 flights. Can't tell me shit, homie. Down here, I'm good as it get, homie. Ain't nobody got shit on me. I'm a little nigga, but I'm big, homie. I'm big, homie. Do big shit. No World Cup, I kick shit. Right foreign, but don't forget that I'm back trapping. Got more free. Trap back, jump and get shit. Nigga, I show you how to move a lot of flow. Niggas say they lie, but they lie. So it's time to get trapped back. Jump and get shit back. Pop it, bitch. Hey, who that play on that shit? Hey, really, who you know and how to do it? I show you how to do this shit. It's time to get them prepaids in the metro. That activated talking code. Over here, we got big blow. Next door, pounds of that petrol. We get dough off anything. Got activists if you sip lean. Prescription pills and Molly. If you got hair run, if you buy this. Shout out my shot opener all night. Got blocks stacked up all white. Don't like me, that's alright. Come fight me, nigga, yeah, right. A nigga get wrong and get dead right. Or your asshole, get embarrassed, ho. All about my cash flow. Yo, new bitch with my last hoe. I got 6 sluts in my Maybach. 6 pack under my tank top. I got a snub note. I got 6 shots. Nigga, try me. I think not. My temper bad, I might blink out. Bust a nigga before I can even think about what I got to lose. If he bust a move, well, I got to do what I got to do. Trap rolling, bumping, always selling something. You got it if you want it, it whatever for the money. On my grind, they in line for it. Brought up from a dime up. They know where to find her. Do you know what it's time for? Trap back, jump and get shit back. Popping, ho, I show you such a nigga I got. Show you how to move a lot of flow. Niggas say they lie, but they lie. So it's time to get trapped back. Jump and get shit back. Pop it, bitch. Hey, who that play on that shit? Hey, really, who you know and how to do this? I show you how to do this shit.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? You new around here?
Girl, ain't no way I would let you down if you let me.
What you
say? I will show you how.
I like what I see.
Radio, y'all. You know, we in the building. We on the Uptown Saturday Night Jam, baby. It's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm here all night, official, baby. This is how we do it. We do. When we do, we do, we do. You know what I mean? Let's get it, Chris Brown. Let's do it.
Just a girl like you, with guns and a body that curves like you. I don't really care what they say when it comes to a difference in age. I can show you all the things I do. Break your heart, never raise my voice. Girl, lay down your guard.
No one's gonna let the extra.
Make a difference right now. You see,
are you trying to keep all the goodies from me? Can't you see what you're holding me with this in me? Every time you walk past, oh.
Ain't no way. In my 645 SU, me leaning over the seat, I'm passing you your own set of keys, showing you just how to team. Got you. Trust and believe these words from me being said before. Tricking ain't my MO.
Girl, you represent everything.
Chris is about so sure.
Don't make you say you love me.
go. I'm the T to the E to the B to the I to the N. Here we go.
Beat Shoot.